government.
This isn't a matter of the decision. This is a matter of a projection that we're $1 billion short over the next 3 years.
Well, I don't accept the $1 billion figure. And indeed, I think it's somewhat ironic that the ACC was only pre-funded for the full amount of a claim in this area by the Labor government.
Yes,
and now National's complaining that because we didn't do the adjustment to that in this year, somehow this is wrong.
Getting back to the point, though, there's a $297 million a year, which is what that says, what the paper says, and that knowledge was known by senior Labor ministers during the election. Do you not think there was a moral obligation to...
No, it doesn't quite say that. What it says is that there was a re-estimation by the actuaries as to the amount that you need to put aside to cover for the future claims that happened this year, and that needed to be brought forward on the government books. Then the advice to the government was that would be inappropriate to do during the election period, and so we didn't do it.
But do you not think that there was an obligation to say there's at least $297 million shortfall in the books?
I'm sure that there are other things that go the other way. During the pre-election period, for example, the price of oil dropped substantially, so that would have an effect somewhere else in the government accounts. You don't bring that to the advantage of the government books just in the same way that you don't do this to the disadvantage of the government books. It's the same principle being applied.
But it is a fact that the government knew as of May of this year that there was a projected shortfall, correct?
In May, there was the first advice was given to the minister that there would be a shortfall. It wasn't quantified until during the election period. And this is disclosed at paragraphs 14 to 18 of this document that I encourage you to read, because some of you may not.
Do you accept that it's that far wrong? Because the budget was only written in May. To be that so far out, you know, just weeks after the budget had been finalised.
I think one of the things that happened in the meantime was that the expectation of the rate of return on the investments that they make with the capital sum that they put aside for the future costs of those claims, those anticipated investment rates would have dropped as a consequence of the financial meltdown.
Do you think the figures are correct?
I don't know. I'm not in a position to judge that.
So when you say the minister knew in May, is it the finance minister or the ACC minister?
Well, I'm only going from the document that's been released today. I've got no information other than that, and it says that the first time that there was a hint of this was during May, but the time that the advice came back as to the amount that was needed to be funded in addition, it was during the election period.
It also looks slightly convenient that's the official advice to the Minister of Finance and therefore Treasury didn't take place till October 22nd, when preview was on October 7th.
I'm sure that there's nothing hidden there. I mean, that would have just been the mechanisms of government operating in the normal way that they do.
Do you think this is just maybe the new government, a bit of politicking, the first time they get to blame the old government for something?
Absolutely. You know, we really know what their true agenda here. It's privatisation of ACC. This is just trying to soften people up for some changes to ACC, which in the end will reduce people's entitlements.
If the positions were reversed and it was Labor was the incoming government and faced this sort of information and briefing note, would you be accepting of it, or would you be as angry as what John Key seems to be?
Well, if the position was reversed, what would have happened was that during the election period, we would have taken the decision to spend that money by making the appropriation. And they would have criticised us for that, because that would have been in breach of the Constitutional Convention, which, as I say, is described properly in the document that they've released.
But the point they're making is that you didn't have to make the decision to spend the money, you just had to say that money had to be spent, i.e. that there was a hole in the accounts.
But there are different ways that this money can be raised. This paper says that there are a number of choices that the government has got as to how they fund that money. And if we had taken that decision by funding it out of tax revenue rather than perhaps saying that this ought to be combined with some of the other accounts and funded through levies, well, that would have been a decision that the prior government would have taken in breach of the Constitutional Convention. So that would have been wrong.
The Prime Minister has now confirmed that he believes this government's going to have to borrow the money to cover that shortfall over the next 3 years, which will put further pressure on the government's fiscal books. What do you make of his explanation?
That's the choice for them as to how they fund this. They've got lots of choices. They're the government. There are hard choices that you have to make in government. I think, in reality, this is about them trying to soften the public up for their privatisation agenda in ACC.
At the end of the day, it would have to be funded, wouldn't it?
It should be funded. It would have been inappropriate for us to fund it during the election period, but had we been the government after the election, we would have funded it.